From Washington, this is VOA News. More than 100 children are dead following a Taliban attack on a school in Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry discusses the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. The first funerals are being held for the victims of a Taliban school massacre in Pakistan today that left at least 141 people dead, most of them young students. Wearing military uniforms and strapped with explosives, seven assailants attacked the military-run facility in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Pakistani officials say 132 of the dead were students, about 12 to 16 years of age. The Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for the massacre. Speaking from London, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the killings an act of terror that shakes people of all conscience.
This act of terror angers and shakes all people of conscience, and we condemn it in the strongest terms possible.
John Kerry. U.S. Secretary of State Kerry says nothing should be allowed to get in the way of Israel's upcoming elections in comments to reporters ahead of a meeting with Chief Palestinian Negotiator Saeb Erekat in London. Kerry said it is imperative to lower tensions so there is an opportunity to find a path toward genuine peace. The head of Congo's M23 group says an unknown number of former rebels have escaped from a military camp in Uganda. They fled just before they were repatriated to their home country. The former fighters fled and some were wounded as trucks arrived at the Bihanga military camp to take them to an air base. Ugandan troops were sent in to track down the escaped rebels. This is VOA News. The value of Russia's currency, the ruble, has dropped 20% in a single day, touching a new low of 80 to the dollar. Daniel Scharf has more.
Russia's emergency measures to break the fall of the ruble showed the opposite results Tuesday as the currency dropped to a new low. The ruble at one point fell to below 80 to the dollar, despite a whopping 6.5% interest rate hike. It recovered somewhat in late trading, but was still down 60% from its value at the beginning of the year. Russia's central bank announced the jump to a 17% rate overnight Monday to try to shore up the currency after it lost 10% of its value in just one day. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
10 former high-ranking Bosnian Serb officials were arrested today on suspicion of killing dozens of Muslim civilians at the start of the 1992-95 Bosnian War. Police in Bosnia today arrested the former military and police officials during raids at several locations in the northeastern part of the country. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott has described the hostage-taking at a Sydney cafe as the sick fantasy of a disturbed individual. Prime Minister Abbott joined Australians in mourning the victims of the siege. Two car bombs exploded today south of the Yemeni capital. They struck a school bus that was traveling near a Shiite rebel gathering. 25 people were killed, including 15 students. Authorities in Sierra Leone plan to conduct house-to-house searches around the capital, Freetown, to look for hidden Ebola patients. Freetown has become a center of the West African Ebola outbreak. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has taken a major step toward running for president in 2016. Jim Malone reports.
In his announcement, Jeb Bush said he had discussed a possible White House bid with his family last month over the Thanksgiving holiday and decided to actively explore a presidential bid in the months ahead. Bush would be considered one of the favorites for the Republican Party nomination should he decide to run in what is expected to be a very crowded field of Republican presidential contenders for 2016. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea has requested the UN Security Council not probe its alleged human rights violations, but instead investigate what it called brutal and medieval abuses by the United States. In a letter late Monday, North Korean UN Ambassador Ja Sung-nam said accusations against the North are fabricated and not at all relevant, he says, to regional and international peace and security. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has named its new inductees for 2015, former Beatle Ringo Starr, punk rock band Green Day, and the late singer-songwriter Lou Reed are just three of the musical performers selected. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.